Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host this morning, Lakith Peeris. Right, let's dive straight into the Under-19 50-over tournament, the World Cup that's taking place in Namibia and in Zimbabwe. Good news is that Sri Lanka have qualified for the Super Sixers after beating the Irish by 105 runs. Sri Lanka, winning the toss, electing to bat first, made 267 runs with a loss of 5 wickets. Vimut Dinsara, the captain, made 95 in 102 deliveries. Chamika Hinnetigala, the left-hander, 51 not out. And Kavija Gamage, the vice-captain, 49. As far as the bowling is concerned, Ruben Wilson, 1 for 49. Oliver Riley, 2 for 51. And Luke Murray, 1 for 47. A few surprises that the Irish did not have any spinners bowling in their allotted 50 overs that kept them on the ground in hot conditions for 4 hours, and they were really tiring at the back end of their bowling, and they were penalised with only 4 players permitted to stay outside the 30-metre circle in the last 2 overs because of a poor over rate. But of course, we saw Ruben Wilson and Oliver Riley, and many think that these 2 players, tall as they are, 6-footers and very good seamers, will definitely play for the national team very soon. Right, the Irish were bowled out for 161. Callum Armstrong, the opener, the left-hander, who was really having lots of cramps, made 39. Oliver Riley looks a very good player, good all-rounder, made 31, and Ruben Wilson, 32. For Sri Lanka, Nimsara, 3 for 29, and Sigera, 4 for 19, were among the wickets. Right, South Africa had a field day yesterday, as expected, against Tanzania. Right, South Africa made 397 for 5 wickets. Jason Rowles, 125 in 101 balls. Mohammed Balbullah, the captain of South Africa, made 108. Paul James, 46. And Jorica Salvovic, 47. Heavy scoring, 397 for 5, and all that Tanzania could muster was 68 runs, bowled out in 32.2 overs, so massive win. Matola took 2 for 6, and Jason Rowles 2 for 14. Right, then let's take a look at what Pakistan did. They've beaten Scotland comprehensively. The Scottish batting first, 187, bowled out in 48.1 overs. Thomas Knight made 37, Oliver Jones 30. And Franklin Jones, 53. Ali Raza, the seamer of Pakistan, 4 for 37. And Momimul Kaur, the spinner, 3 for 46. Pakistan get to the target with ease, just losing 4 wickets. And they've won this game by 6 wickets. Usman Khan, 75, and Ahmed Hossein, 47. Ollie Jones took 2 for 41. And Marky Gawanet, 2 for 42. So there you are. It's just a one-sided affair. And the game coming up today will be between Bangladesh and New Zealand, while Australia play against Japan. Remember, Sri Lanka's next game will be on Thursday when they take on Australia. Of course, Sri Lanka will be very happy they have qualified for the Super Sixers. If Australia beats Japan, which is actually expected, they too will qualify for the Super Sixers in Group A. Right, then let's go into what happened in the WIPL, where Smriti Mandana's Royal Challengers Bangalore have beaten Gujarat Giants by a big score of 61 runs. So they remain unbeaten in 5 games concluded so far. We'll come to the points table after I give you the scorecard. RCB were put into bat, made 178 for 6 wickets. Gautami Naik, 73. Mandana, 26. Apologies. Rita Ghosh, 27. Gautami for GG, that is Gujarat Giants, took 2 for 38. And Ashley Gardner among the wickets, 2 for 42. And Gujarat Giants were 117 for 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Poor batting display. Ashley Gardner made 54. The captain, as far as the bowling was concerned, Shayali Satgara, 3 for 21, and Nandini de Klerk, the South African all-rounder, took 2 for 17. The game coming up today in the Indian Women's Premier League, is between Mumbai Indians and Delhi Capitals. Let me wind up now by giving you the points table in the Women's Indian Premier League. RCB, 10 points, winning all five of their games so far. Mumbai Indians in second place, 4 points. UP Warriors in third place, 4 points. Gujarat Giants in fourth place, 4 points. And Delhi Capitals, led by Jemima Rodriguez, is lamenting in the fifth place with only 2 points. Now, they've got an opportunity today to play against the mighty Mumbai Indians. And if Delhi Capitals could spring a surprise, that'll do them a world of good. But remember, tomorrow, like I made mention, we'll be giving you the Sri Lanka squad for the forthcoming 50-over series against England. We'll talk more about that on our podcast tomorrow. Thanks for being in our company. From me and Lucky Peris, signing off, but wishing all of you a blessed day. Spin your record for your listening pleasure.